What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Don't break our sign.
Sorry.
You're all right.
Yeah, I'm just sore. I never hit my head, like the top of my head before. It's like a whole new slam.
And it wrecked your neck too?
Yeah.
Like compressed?
I think so, yeah. Because I don't really know what happened. You know? I thought I hit my forehead, but this is super sore. Like, feels like somebody hit me with like a frying pan, but like somebody who was really strong. Because it's just like a
That's very specific.
It's well, because it's an all round. You mean like this? But yeah. It's like when I do that, it really hurts there. Like something's wrong.
Wait, when did you get hurt?
I got a concussion on Friday, and then I got a real good concussion Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because you were snowboarding without a helmet. Yeah, I heard the story.
Man.
I'm just stating a fact.
Yeah.
Didn't pass judgment, did I?
No, but I.
But I'm think you shouldn't wear a helmet.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So I will pass judgment on
it. Fair enough. I agree.
Yeah, okay.
I'm an idiot. But I knew that before I went snowboarding. So whatever.
Welcome. Here we go.
And I'm not Tony Hawk.
Hey everybody, it's Jason Ellis and Tony Hawk. Hawk vs. Wolf, greatest podcast of all time in the history of the universe.
What he said about our podcast, and we have decks that are of the podcast.
Signed by the greatest skateboarder of all time in the history of the universe, and me.
Two decks, go side by side, signed by each of us, right there. Black with silver.
I love this board so much.
Tim Baring art on both of these.
Shout out to Tim, and get yourself one of these bad boys.
Black and silver, diptych. Available now.
Get one today.
You can get it at TonyHawk.com and in the shop right there.
Yeah. Make sure you do that if you haven't.
Thank you.
But yeah, you don't need to reiterate it on yourself. You just...
Yeah, no.
You
know, I'm a genius. No, I won't ever snowboard again without a helmet. And I didn't realize, this is going to make me sound even dumber, that you could wear a skateboard helmet when you're snowboarding. Because I have one of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal. I do that sometimes. It's not ideal.
Is there a snowboard helmet?
Yes. Because it keeps you warmer.
That's handy. Because that would be
He's got ear coverings, and it's more, you know,
yeah,
like warm material.
I would want that.
It's not just like a sweat absorber
right.
that we wear.
I would want that.
Yeah. And you don't have the goggle clasp.
Right. So
they're not ideal, but they will save you.
Yeah. Would it be super uncool to have a motocross helmet on?
It would look awkward.
Right. Especially if I'm not going.
Would it be uncool? I mean, who cares? But I feel like
that would have been handy.
I feel like you'd stand out.
I don't need to stand out.
I'll never forget. Oh, by the way, hi.
Oh yeah, hey.
We're here. What's up? We just started because we don't have a guest, so hopefully you know who we are already. And
it's hard.
You
to
are
know.
Coming home from Winter X Games. I'm coming home from Australia Birdhouse tour.
And you have a different haircut style.
Yes,
color.
Yeah, I what can I say? I bowed to peer pressure.
The kids got you. Because I noticed when I saw the videos.
It was Lizzie's birthday in Australia. And she said, we took her out to dinner, the whole team. And then she's like, I want to dye everyone's hair.
Including yours.
Well, whoever showed up to her room.
And you were there.
Yeah, and so it was like Jaws and Clint and Sean Hale and... Derek Reese got the tips of her pigtails bleached and dyed.
Yeah, but out of all the people to dye your hair, you're the funniest.
I guess so.
Because it is.
Well, she said, what color? And I go, I don't know, maybe like an auburn blonde, and then she went red. I did. I remember waking up the next day like, that is way more red than I imagined it would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Say that again, an urban blonde?
Auburn.
Auburn?
Auburn.
How do you say that in Australian?
I think it's the same.
Nah, no way.
Auburn is
Auburn
not...
Auburn is the most American word ever how would spoken.
We... Auburn. Auburn, mate.
Auburn, yeah.
Auburn.
It'd be Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make sense now as a color to you?
Nah, I don't know where I'm from anymore, man. But that is not Auburn. It's brown, dude.
Wait, isn't Auburn kind of red? Reddish brown. I mean, that's what I was aiming. I don't know. I let her. It was
you
weren't aiming choice.
For anything.
It
you
was
dealer's
choice. I know.
It doesn't look bad.
The funny thing is that I told myself, I'm going to let my hair be gray now.
Did you get tanned?
Probably. I mean,
it
was summer.
Your Auburn hair.
Do you know
in
Australia, it's summertime?
Yeah. No, yeah. I knew that. But
and it was flooding here.
I can't tell if it's your tan or your Auburn hair that makes you look super bronze right now. Like, you look bronze. You look younger.
Yay. Oh, well, I'll take anything to look younger.
Yeah,
so.
My mom told me the other day that I look sick. And I was like, what? Because I had like a heart condition the other day and I had to get my heart shot.
Well, then
back
you literally were sick.
Yeah, and she goes, well, in your last video on Instagram, you did look pale. And I was like, when did I look? And I'm immediately thinking the last thing that I posted before I went into AFib. And I'm like, wait, the X Games, I looked pale? And she's like, no. Your video with Tony Hawk. And I was like, that was like 2 months ago. And I was like, I had the flu and I had to do 4 shows that day. And yeah, I did look like crap. Thanks for reminding me. And I was kind of
she's concerned for you, Jason.
Yeah,
jeez.
I know, but I don't. It's like we did 3 episodes in one day and I looked like crap 3 weeks in a row. I'm like, God damn it. I'm not that unattractive. Look at me now, everybody. This is what I really
oh my
look like.
God. What is happening?
Now it's hard to compete because you're all bronzed and Auburn.
I'm not Auburn. That was the point of the conversation.
Well, whatever. You're
it's
bronzed
red.
And brown and youthful. Okay. You don't have no gray hair
Thank
anymore.
Thank you, though. Wow. But I did. I vowed. I was like, I'm just going to let my hair be gray. Finally.
Why vow?
And then she's like, oh, and dye. I'm like, oh, well, okay. It's not gray anymore.
Yeah. Why vow?
I don't know. Just because.
Keep it real? Like, you want to keep it real? Like, real old?
I guess so, yeah.
Why?
Keep it real.
I don't
old.
Like it when people make fun of people for dyeing their hair. I remember seeing somebody
say.
Oh,
saying, I don't care. I mean, I've lived, it was no secret that I bleached my hair when I was a kid, so I was already on that tip.
Like, if you're gray and then you don't want to be gray, screw you. You know, like, oh man, did you dye your mustache? Maybe, like, I didn't because I don't have a gray one yet, but when I do get a gray one, maybe I will dye it. You can suck my butt. Like, I don't care. You can tell me what to do. It's not my, it's my face, it's not your face. It's like, don't get your head tattooed. No, I am, you know, and it actually worked out pretty good, I reckon. And if you don't reckon, suck a butt again. I don't care. I like my tattooed head.
I guess I'd feel less defensive about it. But
you look good, dude.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. If anybody's coming at Birdman for hiding his old age, suck his
I'm not
butt.
Hiding it. I embrace it. It's okay.
Yeah, but you look good.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
We had a blast in Australia. It was
fun.
Extremely busy for me.
Well, you don't think it was busy for the rest of them because they
well,
had youth.
So I was doing these speaking gigs there.
Oh, so you had 2 time in it.
And we were doing skate demos. So no one was doing both.
Yeah.
Right? But I had to do both. And then doing other stuff in between. It was super hectic, but it was worth it. Super fun. Yeah. But at some point I was like, and then when I came home, I had no voice left.
Yeah, because you sang in a band constantly, it looked like.
Yeah, well, Agent Orange every night will do that to your voice.
Yeah. So you were with your buddy, right?
With my buddy.
Is it Goldfinger?
No, it was the band is called Birdman, and they play covers of the video game series.
Oh, my bad.
So they play covers of songs that were featured in THPS 1 through 4.
Yeah, yeah. So and how many different songs did you sing?
I sang 2 every night, and then
for how many nights?
For 4 nights, and then on the last night it was 2 shows.
Dude, that's a lot.
It was. I mean. You know, I'm only singing 2 of the songs.
Yeah, but if you don't have vocal like lessons, like
no. I was just belting it out, screaming it every time.
Yeah,
and then I woke up the very last night, the morning of going home. I woke up and I called Kathy. I hadn't spoken yet, and I called Kathy, and I was like, I can't. Oh no, there's a problem.
Yeah,
and I had to do a speech. I mean, this is going into the weeds here, but I came home for one night, and then I had to do a speech in Ohio the next day.
Dude, your
and
life.
I had Australia
singing in a band, doing demos,
right,
and then doing
a full 1-hour speaking gig.
With no voice.
With no voice, yeah. I had get these steroids.
Basically. Lame steroids, though. Steroids that didn't make you jacked. Is that why you look youthful? Because you're on steroids?
Yeah, because I took three that one day. Yeah, absolutely. Like a week ago.
Give me some. I need steroids. I'm into steroids, man. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I don't have any. But if I'd be into steroids if I had like millionaire steroids where it was like, we're going to give you steroids that make you healthier. I don't want steroids to make me jacked and have chest acne. I want, what? That's a thing, man. Dudes that do like certain amounts.
Is that the tell?
Yeah, among that and like your skin is red and your head grows. There's a bunch of stuff that happens when people abuse steroids. There's a lot of weightlifters out there because of TikTok and stuff. People are like, this is how you work out. This is how you bench. I don't use protein. I only eat rice. Rice is like everyone's got their lie. You know what I mean? It's like, it's because it's like, you know what you do? Steroids. Shut up about your rice. It's got nothing to do with your protein shake in the morning. It's because you are doing roids.
Steroid acne is the same condition as malassezia folliculitis. There you go.
Folliculitis? Is that crazy zits?
Yeah. Yeah. Follicles.
Yeah.
Science.
Yeah, I know about that. I don't.
We don't need to see photos of it.
I've been trying to work out. I've been trying to get jacked.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like get a new look. Like I was, damn it, I keep forgetting to get, I want to get Botox. But I don't have, you can look at me, you look, dude, you can't even admit, I'm going to stay old, I'm going to keep my gray hair because it's real. That's who I am, you guys. I'm like, I don't care who you are, you can keep it real all you want.
No, but you say,
with your married life.
But the way that you, oh, wow.
I'm trying to get.
I do try to look desirable to my wife, yes.
Does she like that?
What's that?
Does she like your hair and your bronzing?
She doesn't care about the hair.
Well, then what is, she grew up in Detroit as a punker. That's why you don't care about the gray, because she says things like that. Kathy, start complimenting him on his new hair and his bronzing and stuff. Don't be like, I don't care if you're gray. Like, what? Like, come on. Like, the Birdman. Don't act like you're not sexually into the Birdman. He's a very attractive man. Very handsome. Very charismatic. I mean, man, you're very good on the podcast. You're like the second best guy here.
I'm in the top two.
You get on the podium every night, dude. Don't give up, you know?
Unless we have a guest, then I'm in the top three.
Yeah.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Doesn't matter. How good looking you are and how good looking I am. That's what we're talking about.
That's it. That's the topic of discussion.
Yeah, and how I looked ugly the other day.
You said something about Botox, but the reason I squinted is because you said something like, I keep forgetting to do Botox.
Well, I'm not lying. I got to go to meetings because I'm trying to stay sober. I got to be a good boy. And I don't want to be a... That's the other thing. It's not about using. It's about not being a... Not using.
Okay.
Because it's not hard for me not to use. I don't care about that anymore. It's just I've got a problem. And if I don't do all the work, I'll be an asshole. And I don't want to be an asshole or mad or sad.
Okay.
So I got to do the work. That's more important than actually doing any of the stuff that's bad for me. So I got to do that. And then I got to do all these shows. And then I'm trying to be jacked. And then I want to get, but I don't.
There's just no time for Botox. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I will
get it.
Can't
squeeze it in.
I will get it. I don't.
Where?
I don't care. I got my business manager be like, you can't afford it.
What do you don't care?
Also, I don't care. I'm going to get it.
Did he just say business manager? Is that you?
No.
No?
No. No, my manager, she's okay. You're good with it, right? Right, so I'm going to get it.
But you don't even know where.
In my face, dude.
Oh, okay, why?
What the hell?
I just said where. You're like, I don't care.
I don't have any wrinkles anywhere else. Jesus. Everything else is pretty cool. You know how Hulk Hogan has like wrinkles in his chest? That is not good, dude. He tanned way too hard.
Oh my God.
So my body looks very youthful. But my head
I entered the vortex.
Freaking rotten tomato.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to get it. I don't care. Maybe it's bad, but if I get it and I look younger, I'm going to be happy. You know, and then when I'm on here, because this show.
What if you're unable to show emotion?
That might be good too.
That's a good thing. You just have like a neutral look.
Yeah, like sounds good, Tony.
Not wearing yourself. Yeah. No.
Wait, you're saying we just made $1 million? I'm stoked. You're saying we didn't make any money at all? Oh man, that's a bummer. You know?
Yeah, I guess that would work.
Could be good for comedy too. Like when I tell jokes, I just don't have
Stephen Wright vibe.
Stephen Wright.
Oh, that guy.
He's also the radio announcer on Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, solid.
Jason Farmer's dog.
I love Farmer's dog, and so do all my dogs. I have a farm.
My one dog loves Farmer's dog.
Right.
Last night, I was feeding my dog, and more fell out of it than what I anticipated.
And you're like...
Yeah, I'm not going to put it back in.
Yeah, right?
But she was so hyped when she saw it. She's like, ooh, double portions.
Yeah, just if your dog doesn't like it, you should take your dog to the vet because it's sick.
Farmer's Dog was founded by two dog lovers who decided to reimagine pet food from the ground up. In the years since they've delivered the first meal, their response has been incredible. They hear stories every day about dogs of all ages, breeds, and lifestyles that have seen real benefits to their coats and skin, energy levels, and breath. True.
I've got a little chihuahua, and his breath could burn paint off a wall. And now it's not that bad.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. He's only got like two teeth left. But
a fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, from healthier coat and skin to better breath, even easier digestion, and smaller, better poops. Is there a better word for poops?
Just People do matter? Poops. Poops is okay.
Okay.
Poopies.
Do you have better poops?
Do I have better poops?
You don't
need. It's not about me, man. It's about the dogs.
That's true, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if your dog is young or old. It's always the right time to begin investing in their health. That means more happy, healthy, and full years together. That's what I'm counting on. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/hawk.
Man.
Ooh.
Whatever. They'll probably buy more. It's a good idea.
Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to farmersdog.com/hawk. To get 50% off, that's thefarmersdog.com/Hulk. Yeah,
solid.
Stephen Wright is amazing. So, to be compared to him, but I don't think he got Botox.
Yeah, but he was never good looking, though. That's the difference. He was always ugly. Look, he was hideous, actually. In his prime, he was hideous.
Nah, he was great.
He's very funny, but he's not good looking. I was good looking, dude. And now, it's like one more run. One more chance.
Oh, really?
Yes.
This is it. This is like the last grasp of the rope. Like, I'm still here.
Whoever I fall in love with next is going to go to my funeral.
Whoever what?
Whoever I fall in love with next is going to my funeral.
Okay.
I'm not going to, what about 10 more years? You know?
Is going to my funeral. You mean you will be with them until you die? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. The going to your funeral thing is kind of painting it weird.
Yeah, well, I never talk like that, Tony. I usually make perfect sense. They're going to be in my boat with my dead body.
Do you think any of your
fire.
Exes would go to your funeral?
No.
No?
Oh, I reckon my kid's mother would go in respect to
on
my
their
kids.
Behalf.
But sense. I love her too. I love all. I'm sorry, my exes. You know? And I think they know that, even though I'm super annoying, but I don't think they were like, he is a prick. You know, it's more like, he did the best he could, you know? But that's why I want to do better. And like, when I die, I want to be a good man.
Yep.
So they'd be like, man, that took a long time for him. But in the end...
he finally got it.
He got it, yeah.
He finally figured it out.
I know all of them in their clear-headed opinions would be like, he's a good guy. He just got a lot of issues and he didn't necessarily deal with them.
No, I understand. You know? I completely understand that, yes.
Right. So, that's what makes me keep going, because I know I'm a good guy. I just got to work on it, you know, and I haven't worked on it. I just had people take care of me. I was like, skateboarding took care of me. Radio took care of me. You know, I've had team managers and people, I don't know how to read, like just bullshitting my way through getting away with it, you know? And I feel like now... so embarrassing to be like to side.
Well, it's not like you hit a wall.
A little bit.
I don't think so. Okay.
At 50, to like figure out how to make the dishwasher work, it's pretty embarrassing. But
it took me
like an hour. And then now I use it, and it's very efficient.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying is that you are willing to make those changes.
Hell yeah.
You have the capacity for change, and that you are making the effort. Those are key.
Right. I'm putting in the effort that I did to be a pro skateboarder into being
an
a
adult.
Good man. Yeah.
It's good.
I know that from that effort.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I knew that I was not a talented athlete at skateboarding, and I became one of the best. Actually, that show we did before kind of depressed me, because I was like, man, you blew it, you know? Like, you could have been so much bigger in skateboarding and so much more successful, but you didn't take it serious at all, especially when there was a time there where it was, you know, I mean, it was knocking on your on the door and you were just like, meh. And then all those things that I didn't even really know passed me by because I was too wasted to see it pass me by. And then to, like, go, oh, yeah, there was that, and then there was that. Oh, yeah, there was a lot of those things. And I was like, oh, I was as good as those guys. What happened? I'm like, I know exactly what happened. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened, but I got a pretty good idea what happened. So it makes it, it's, you know.
But I definitely, it shows a sign of growth that you are willing to put forth the effort and the discipline.
Right.
And I mean, I did the same thing through my life where I was like, I was so crazy disciplined in skateboarding.
Right.
But not in other areas.
Right.
You know, especially with relationships and parenting. And I finally figured it out. It's not too late.
That's
but it was pretty late in life.
Yeah.
But it's never too late.
Yeah. No, I've learned that a lot recently from going to meetings and stuff and hearing people that are older than me talk about stuff where they're in way deeper shit than me.
Right.
And they're way older than me and they're
trying to tread water.
And now they're soaring. You know, like they're on fire.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait. He was in a way worse position, way older, way sicker. Like a guy talk about his heart, got a heart transplant. I was like, my heart is a little janky.
Did he get a heart transplant because of what he was doing to his body?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that it might have been a little bit hereditary, but at one point he was still using when he was on the list to get a heart transplant.
Oh man, that's so.
And they were
scary.
Like, "You're done, dude. We're not giving you one if you're going to do that." And then he like got back on track and proved his like his worth. Like I'm, and they were like, "Okay, we see you really trying. So it just so happens there's one on the list that is your type. So you get it."
Wow.
And this dude's jacked, and he's way older than me. And I'm like, "Okay," because you know, I mean, I told the doctor Drew.
Did you do Botox?
He doesn't. Nah. He does, but he's not hard. There's no saving him.
I stepped into that one.
I could be wrong, dude, but it's worth a shot. Like, I remember when I was going to get my head tattooed, there were people on the show with me that were like, dude, can I talk to you for a second? And I was like, yeah, cool. What's up? If you're serious about the head tattoo, I really do not advise that. Like, that is a bad idea. And I was like, yeah, because you would wear Skechers. Like, you have no idea what style is, dude. Like, but good luck. I appreciate it. You know what I mean? Like, pfft, moron. And then turns out I get it and I look sweet. So I was right. You're a moron.
But did they admit defeat?
Yes.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Oh, that's pretty good.
On the air, actually.
Wow.
He was like, man, I remember thinking, like, this is the dumbest thing you've ever come up with. But you actually look pretty sweet with it. And then he realized, he's like, you're just one of those people that if you just own it and then it makes it okay.
Right.
He's like, if I got it, I just wouldn't feel comfortable with it on there. And I was like, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe that's it. But I also think sometimes I have really, because you make, when you go for it at everything, you can make some whopping mistakes.
Yes.
And I've done that.
Yeah.
But when I make whopping mistakes, I mean, I might have a cry about it, but I always get back up and start throwing again, you know? That's my style. But sometimes I'm like, This is edgy, but I believe that it's going to work, and some of those have worked, you know? And then I'm like, I'm a genius, you know? Like, I might be the smartest person I've ever met. So
a broken clock tells the time of day twice?
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, there's like three or four things I did that was right.
Yeah.
The rest was like, whoops. But I just bounced back. So, yeah, I think Botox, that's the other thing. If it doesn't work, it goes away. So if it goes away, then I'll just go back to being wrinkly again. But if it works and I'm even more handsome than I am now, get out of here, dude.
Who's the judge of that?
Me.
You are.
Yeah. What the hell? I mean,
I'm just wondering if you get a survey or.
Okay, look, let's say this. If I get a little, like, jacked and then like, my face is very youthful and then, like, some hot chicks slip into my DMs or something, then they might have, then they would legitimize my claim that it's true. I have become hot again. I'm going to get a hat that says
purely
that.
On aesthetics. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a good guy.
And now that I'm going to therapy,
you don't
stuff,
think that girls are sliding in your DMs because they think you're charismatic and that you're funny? And
no.
No. Okay.
I mean, oh, yeah.
There's got to be some depth there. There has to be some. Especially at your age.
I've can't got mad be, depth.
It can't just be hotness.
I'm deep as shit, son. What are you talking about? I go,
well, I'm super you're, deep. But you're presenting it that you're not because you're trying to base it on this aesthetic.
Okay,
that's my point.
I want to go out with somebody who's really hot, but she's not a bing bong. You know, I'm not going out with a bing bong that's a smoke show.
It's a bing bong.
No depth.
Okay.
Like, I need both.
I see.
I need to be both to get both. Otherwise, it's not going to synergize.
Okay.
It's all about synergizing.
All right. You
know? So I need to go out with like
I'm not going to change your perspective.
Yeah, you tried to stop me from wearing a dress. How'd that work out?
I did. Oh, my God. Wow. Clearly, I didn't.
It's just a joke. Oh, man, it's just a joke.
Nobody stopped you from trying to do kickflips in those boots in the dress either.
Oh.
Oh. Sick burn?
Dagger. That was a dagger. Yeah, thanks for posting that, McCoy. That was cool.
I was going to say.
Oh, man.
You have no...
Yeah, no.
No guardianship over here.
No. Yeah. See what I mean? Some things you go
for. You need some QC.
I regret that video. Big time.
I remember... watching you skate down the street, and I remember McCone saying something like, "What a kickflip!" And I was like, "Nope, don't." Yeah, he's gonna try it.
Yeah.
And he tried it, and then I saw it happen. I go, "They're gonna use that."
Yeah.
I just knew it.
It's the worst thing that can happen in a kickflip. Like when you're on video, if you do that one, that's the worst thing that you can do. Like I would rather land primo and whip out on my ass than do a and land like duh. Like you, like my feet look dumb. The way it kicked, missed, and it's dumb. The ollie pop was dumb.
But yeah, I mean, you knew that the chances were slim.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
So.
But I was also like, you know, every now and then where you're like, man, I don't feel good
but
about
it. Happens,
so, and then you go, oh yeah, no. That's pretty much what it looks like every time I do it.
It's a long story, but I did a thing in Australia where I was holding a pizza box.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to do a kickflip. And I was like,
on dude, TV?
I can't explain exactly what it was.
Okay.
It'll be out there soon enough. But but I was like, oh, okay. And then snapped one. Caught it.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that good? We good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't say do it again.
It wasn't going to happen again.
Right.
I mean, they just said all they want. Yeah, there was just...
You would have been like, no, that's the one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, it's not going to get any better than that one. Yeah. It's funny
because I feel like out of anybody, because you are, I mean, I know Carsten, but you are the one that they point to where it's like, do a kickflip. Like, dude, I get that.
Dude, I know. And
like, I don't even know, have you ever seen me do one? Like, stop asking me, so you get hammered. But I've seen you do them on TV, like, or on a talk show where they're like, do a kickflip. And I'm like, dude, you're talking to a burnt guy.
Yeah.
People out there that don't understand.
I've definitely gotten lucky. In the past, but I would say my ratio these days is roughly half, maybe a little more. But if someone calls me out, it's likely it's not going to happen.
Right. If you don't make the first one, is that a wrap?
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do it.
How long? How many tries will you go before you go, that's a wrap?
I don't think I've ever just given up. Unless it's like some crazy other skateboard or something.
Like six.
It doesn't take me six.
Good for you.
God, I hope it don't take me six.
It could take me six.
I mean, it probably, at some point in my life, it might, but not right now.
Well, when you get to that day, just know I'm laughing my ass off.
I have a habit of, I can make them and then do a little tic-tac after.
Yeah.
Where it's like a safety.
Yeah.
That one is like much more consistent.
Oh, okay.
But I don't really like doing that because I feel like it's more of a cheat.
Yeah, because you have legitimate people analyzing you.
Oh, it's so mobbed. I'm not claiming they're awesome.
Yeah.
I can make them.
I don't know, man. On the spot kickflips, I don't care how jank it is. I don't care who you are. If you nail it, you're good with me. Hey, everybody. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That's true.
It's online therapy.
Jason, what would be the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Get help?
Yeah, I would get help. Yeah. Yeah. No, I need help, man. I probably need more than an hour, but I use it.
It helps.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? You should do it to better your mental health.
What
I
about this?
Believe that.
Your time can be spent in agony and despair.
An extra hour of agony?
Yeah. Or you could go to BetterHelp and talk to somebody, and then the rest of your hours of that day could be better. Like,
better.
Just you feel better about existing. Therapy. Believe, like, people use it. You know why? Because it works.
It's great. It's helped me immensely. And it doesn't matter what your situation is. There's always challenges. And you could be, on the outside, seems like everything's cool when it's really not.
You could have saggy eyelids. And you're like, man, nobody thinks I'm hot.
It'll make you feel better about yourself and who you are.
Thank you, Tony.
Yes. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is all online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And you just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/HawkWolf today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HawkWolf.
It was funny. So we were in Australia. I had just done that in the morning, with the pizza box. And then Tom Scharr. Skating for Birdhouse now. Awesome. He and Tate Carew, our new team members, came on the trip.
Sick.
Super sick. And those guys, both of them have the ability to turn any transition that is slightly steep into a vert ramp.
Yeah.
Like, it's unreal, the stuff that they can do. But they were talking about all going on the street mission. And Tom was like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't go skate street. And I was like, Tom, I just had to do a kickflip holding a pizza box.
Yeah.
So you better get out there.
Such a good argument.
Mr. ATV.
Yeah.
All right?
He could not deny that.
Yes.
You cannot deny that.
No.
Yeah. When you're like, dude.
Like, I'm doing the work here.
Yeah. I'm doing kickflips with a pizza box.
With a pizza box. You don't want to skate.
Yeah.
On flat. Yeah. Go skate a bank.
With cameras. Multiple people.
Yes,
like, exactly. Like, do you know what it's like when Tony Hawk doesn't make a kickflip? They don't care if I'm holding the pizza box. They're just like, what's up? What can't you do it? Yeah. Yeah, I hate that. I don't care now, but back when I was good and people were like, you know, do something on street, and I'm like, I don't do stuff on street. And they're like, what do you mean? You're a pro skateboarder. I'm like, I can't be bothered explaining it to you.
Yeah.
So here you go. And then they're like, oh, wow. Like, you're useless. And I'm like, yeah. And now we both feel bad.
Because they'd make you try it?
Yeah, because I'm like, the worst one was the Paul Blart Mall Cop where the director guy just didn't even care.
Yep.
And then not only did he fry me on set, but then I did some comedy thing where he was there and he was like, oh yeah, I know Jason. He's like the worst pro skateboarder I've ever met.
Wow.
And I was like,
he said that on stage?
Yeah, but he was kind of right.
I used to have my secret weapon when doing stuff, like if people are like, oh, let's, you know, do flat or even the game of skate, is I could do frontside heel flips.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Pretty consistently.
Consistently is crazy.
Better than frontside kickflips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my frontside kickflips don't go full 180. I kind of nose drive them around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I could do frontside heel flips and land fakie.
And
I remember, like, on tour with the audio team, and we're all skating. Let's play skate against skate. And then I did that, and they're like, what, dude? What are you? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I got it.
Yeah.
But also, when it goes bad, it goes really bad.
Yeah, because we bail bad.
I think it's more that I commit to it and it lands primo. And when you primo on a frontside heel,
flip out bad.
It's just, yeah, I don't know. There's something that's more dangerous about it.
Yeah. Yeah, getting out of stuff is the other problem on street. It's just embarrassing the way I run out of things. It's just like all of a sudden I become so goofy.
I can't run.
Yeah, that might be.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
So like your body keeps going, your feet don't go.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just born to land and roll.
at
high speeds. Yeah. Like, what do you mean I'm coming to a stop on this? Like, no, I don't come to a stop. I go faster. This makes no sense to me. And maybe that's the thing. Maybe it doesn't look that bad, but to me, I'm like, if I'm struggling to stand up after I fall on something and we're doing 3 miles an hour, how dare I? You know, like, how dare you? What? How did you get into this ridiculous position where you're like clacking your toes on the back of your other heel because your legs are tangled at two miles an hour?
Or rolling your ankle on something.
Are you serious?
Like that,
yeah. Yeah. And then like actually fall and be like, whoa. I'm like, whoa. What the hell? Like, I need to go fast. Everything's easier fast.
Yeah, but the bales, man. I skated. So I went to Columbus to do that that speaking gig.
Man, this session is pumping out there.
University of Ohio. Oh yeah, it's been nonstop for like 2 days like this.
Dang it!
Yesterday was like the craziest A team on the deck, and the generational. So
yeah, everybody.
Cab McGill, Rune, Jimmy Wilkins, you know, Alex Pearlson.
Sergi Venturi was there.
I didn't see Sergi yesterday, but
that's crazy.
And Reese.
Yeah.
And like and new kids.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah, I'm so thanks a lot, X Games. No, I'm joking. Did you see me? I had a Birdhouse hoodie on.
You did?
Yeah.
Thank you. I was in Australia. I didn't see it, sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry, I was ripping.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Black one or green?
The one you gave me, dude. Yay. I only got one.
Oh yeah, you went because you didn't want a green one.
What?
I didn't think you wanted a green one. I think
I would wear all your Birdhouse products. I like Birdhouse.
Well, guess what?
I'm a huge
fan. Got one next door.
All right. It's like thank my you. Number one team.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Tony Hawk Birdhouse wheels and bearings and everything else that I've ever got in skateboarding for the last 5 years.
Oh, that's your board sitting outside. Is that your board?
Nah. Who's that board?
Well, someone was riding Hawk wheel. It must have been Runes.
I have Hawk wheels.
I know, but I thought... that's what I'm saying. I thought it was yours. But if Runes ride my wheels, I'd feel... doubly honored. So
yeah, that's
thank
fair.
You.
He's way better.
No, I'm saying doubly, like, honored with you, honored with him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all honored.
So sensitive. So, yeah.
If you made a bigger Birdhouse board, I'd ride that too, but Jimmy's got a bigger board. That's
yeah, but I know you secretly love getting boards from Jimmy.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not lying. If you made a board the same size as Jimmy's, I'd ride that. I'd prefer to ride that.
How wide is it?
It's over 8.5. And it's got a 15-inch wheelbase. You've got a little wheelbase, which makes no sense. You're so tall.
It's because I have been riding the same thing for so long.
Yeah. It's like Andy. Andy's board's even smaller, but he destroys it.
Yeah, I've been riding the same. Well, I finally did graduate to a wider board because I'm not flipping my board like I used to.
Yeah.
And it's more stability. So
that it does feel better, right? A little wider?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure how much wider I could go because it seems like every time I get a board that's a little wider, I'm like, what have I been doing?
And yeah,
I'm like,
well, I actually got to go to wider trucks. Like,
me too.
I took that step.
Yeah, because we were all 149s and now we're all 159s.
Right.
Because I missed an era and came back and everyone's like, dude, what are you rocking? 149s? And I'm like, huh? Like, yeah. No, dude, it's 159 now. And I'm like, so let me go to the skate shop and get some 159s. My bad, everybody. Dude, what kind of board is that? I'm like, man, everyone's freaking Danny Way to me now. What is that? Dude, you need to get the... Dude, 15. Moron. And I'm like, got it. Sorry. I'll get it. Dude.
He's great.
Wow. Yeah, well, you and I, we just bow to peer pressure.
Yeah, I know, because your pants they were tighter and then they got looser around the ankles. And you were like, did they? I'm like, dude, did they? Yeah, you know they did.
It was more that I couldn't find them. I couldn't find pants with wider...
with skinnier.
Pants.
Because you were skinnier for a while.
No, it wasn't that. That's what all the jeans were.
Right.
And then you just go buy jeans, like, they all taper in. And then finally it was just like, yes, there's like these old school Levi's. They were hard to find originally.
You like it wider.
Yes.
You didn't like it when they were doing skinny.
It was just more, I didn't, yeah, not really.
Right. See, I liked it when it went skinny.
I just don't like, because they're hard to take off.
Like, these are not cool now because it's got wider. But I'm not going to lie. I don't care. I like it skinny.
Yes.
But if they're a little bit wider, I got some Levi's too. They're a little bit wider. But I sometimes my shoe, if they're high tops, I can't make up my mind if they go over or they go in.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it's like a medium thing, so they're just fighting each other. It's like, we're going in. No, one side's going out. I'm like, I can't, man. And then it's in my head all day. I'm like, it's kind of in, it's kind of out. Like these, they're in. That's it.
All right. But also when you're my height, the default size for jeans that you get are 32. Like I wear 34 or 34.
Yeah.
But they don't usually make 34 length.
Right.
So you get 34, 32. So you're always going high rise. Doesn't matter.
That's
so
cool.
They don't go over your shoes.
Oh, wow. See, does that mean I got short legs?
But I have to go like search for the specific length.
Brianna just asked me yesterday what my jean size are. And I was like,
34 or 35. And she's like, what about the length? And I was like, yeah, right.
Because yeah, know. The default length works for you.
Yeah. Oh, so default. I'm gonna. I can remember that. Instead of a measurement, just default.
Default's usually 32.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's flood. That's flood territory for me.
Flood territory.
You never heard of floods?
No.
Really?
What's a flood besides?
You guys
San
know
Diego,
floods, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an American thing. If your pant, like when you were a kid,
yeah.
If your mom got you the wrong length of pants,
yeah.
And they were too short,
ankle freezes.
No, it looks like you're ready for a flood.
Oh, okay.
Like you're going to go wade
through
water.
Yeah.
That, okay. It's definitely a very American diss. Right. As a kid, too. Because as soon as you walk rock up with pants that were like, in, you know, in the 70s, everyone's bullying you, make fun of you for whatever.
Yeah.
And you walk up with pants that are a little bit high. They're like, nice floods, bro.
Right. So do you guys use ankle freezes or is that Australian?
That's Australian.
Okay. Yeah, we'd call them ankle freezes.
It's not even that cold in Australia.
We got winter. You're just always there in summer because that's when we want you.
Actually, it was blazing hot in Sydney.
Yeah.
Flew to Melbourne.
Cold.
Freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing.
Yeah, I know.
And then Brisbane was just blazing. We were sweating, walking down the street with t-shirts on.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I would have preferred to be from... The only thing was, it was because we were cold or because we had seasons, we were cooler. That's just a fact. Sydney and Brisbane and all you guys, you're kooks compared to us. Like, we're very fashionable. It's like New York versus California. They're just more... We're from the streets, you know what I mean? Like, we're very...
Because it was cold sometimes?
What?
You're from the streets because it was cold sometimes?
Yeah, because we wore different... We had, like... Instead, you guys just wear t-shirts because it's always hot. And shorts. And shorts are not very stylish. But if you wear, like, all different kinds of pants and then all kinds of different jackets with different shirts that match... It's just a lot more, you know, like a beanie sometimes. You never get the option to do beanie. It's too hot for a beanie. So we had more fashion sense because we got a chance to mix and match more.
Mm-hmm. I understand that.
So
but
we
you're
just
saying
were
we're
cooler.
From the streets.
Yeah, from the windy streets of Melbourne.
Okay, I got it. All right.
I'm saying. Okay, I don't know what I'm saying at all. But yeah, we were cooler for sure. Because I remember everybody when we'd skate at contests, Sydney crew, you know what I mean? They usually didn't shower as much. You know, they were, like, dirty. Like, Jakey had dread... You know, Jake Brown, greatest skateboarder ever lived, had dreadlocks when he was 12. I'm like, how do you have dreadlocks when you're 12? Oh, mate.
Just don't wash your hair.
Yeah, because I don't wash my hair, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, he's trying to sell me a baggie at, like, 12, and I'm like, wait, you have weed for sale? What the hell? Yeah, give it to me. He was a little rat back then, and I had, like...
You were sophisticated?
Yeah, I mean, I had stuff. I had, like, different jackets that matched my...
You had style.
Yeah, I was running color coordination, like, before the 90s. So I would mix and match. So my wheels would match my helmet. Like, I was levels ahead.
You're more refined.
More what?
Refined?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a Renaissance man of the legitimate qua. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I've heard.
Thank you.
We had a blast though in Australia. It was
it looked like it.
It was full on.
Except for that knee slide you did in that concrete bowl where it pulled your knee pads down. Ugh. And then you got army rolled across the concrete. And I was like,
that wasn't even my bad slam.
You did another one that was worse that day?
I went over the spine and launched out too far. Tried to knee slide, ran out of transition.
Oh.
So when I went to knee slide, I just stopped. And then I still got a scab.
Man, you slamming now.
Yeah, it sucks.
In a crowd of people.
But that one I slammed. So that was Sydney Bowl. This actually did in practice.
Okay.
And then, because I went there the day before just to try to get used to that bowl. Because it's pretty small. And then I went to go do Monty Grind, like backsmith on the face wall, but I didn't have speed.
Yeah.
And just thought I could push through and just... And then that's when I slammed.
I feel like slamming in public when you're Tony Hawk, it's just like... Cause you want to, like, if I slam, I want to be like, you know what I mean? Like, just give me a second. You know what I mean? But it's a crowd and it's a demo. You have to get up and be like, no, I'm totally fine. And you're not fine. You know?
Yeah. Back to this. And then,
and you can tell.
So rough through the flat.
And it's a sea of people. Like, did you see when he was in the grind? Look how many people are out there. And it's just, and then people, there's 12-year-olds that are like, Tony Hawk, you know what I mean? You can't even. like, it's even though they're not saying that, that's what I like. If I lock up on that and I go and it's skin on my back and I'm like, oh, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like
it didn't hurt,
right? But it's still
it wasn't one that I tried to play off. It wasn't like, oh, that was gnarly. I should just pretend this is okay.
Yeah,
it was more like that was so dumb.
Yeah, in public.
But there are times when that happens, and it does hurt.
Yeah,
and then you got to play it off like, cool,
right?
Yeah,
which I don't like. I feel like those are some of the.
I mean that, but isn't that part of being a professional?
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, you're talking to a guy that I had a mic on my mouth thanks to you, and I slammed so hard and then bounced off the ramp onto the ground like I did two slams and I was like, and I like, I there's
was that,
no
was that in Hutchinson?
Yeah. And there's no way the first slam I didn't go whoa into the mic. There's no way. I don't remember because I hit so hard, but there's no way there wasn't come on everybody, because I was still talking while I was going across the flat and I didn't know that was going to happen. And then I fell off past the net and landed on the ground, like maybe 8 more feet to like, goof. And I was like, oh, keep it going, everybody. And I'm like, I don't even know who's going anymore. And then I remember going up the stairs and instead of like using
You
that,
are the announcer, right?
Yeah. There's a mic on my mouth like Madonna. I'm voguing up the staircase. But instead of standing going up the stairs, I'm crawling like my hands are on the stairs. And I'm just like, keep it going, crowd, like, he's going off. And I'm like, I don't know who's going, but they're going off.
Or if anyone's going at all.
Yeah, yeah. And then I get up there, and like a couple of people that saw me bounce off the wall and into the dirt, were like, and I was like, no, we're going. I'm just like, oh my God. So wanted to just say one clean F-bomb, you know what I mean? Because it would have made me feel better, but I was like, no way, man, this is radical, you know? Hey, everybody, this podcast is brought to you by Perfect Gene. And I don't know about you, but I'm packing, son, and that's just what's up. And I like to bulge out, especially like when I'm like at the airport and I'm waiting for my bag. I like when I catch ladies checking my bulge, and Perfect Gene helps me do that. They're stretchy, so you can skate in them. I skateboard in jeans because I don't know how to knee slide, and I kind of like skim and burn the side of my calf, and then I flick out under my butt, and shorts don't do the trick, but Perfect Gene does. It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectgene.nyc. Our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges when you use code WOLF15 at checkout. It's 15% off all new customers at theperfectgene.nyc with promo code WOLF15. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them that we sent you. All right? Please do that. F*** your khakis. I'm Australian, sorry.
It's such an American word.
I know, right? I don't say it. F*** your khakis and get the Perfect Gene.
We had a Hutchinson, one of the first shows of the second tour. It was a disaster. Like, so many things went wrong that it was comical.
Mm.
The first thing that was like actually a problem with the show was that Rick Thorn was the MC.
Yeah, he got knocked out.
He got knocked out during the jam, and we don't have an MC for the rest of the show.
So you're saying at the how long into the demo before he got knocked out?
We would do a bunch of routines.
Yeah.
Right, and then moto sections. So there was sort of this first half of the show. At the end of the first half, we skate for like 20 or 30 minutes, just free. And that's our jam.
No announcing.
No announcer. Okay. We have like a playlist and with DJ going at the same time. And then that is the like meat of the show where it's just us on our own doing whatever.
Are you guys pushing it right there?
Yeah, everyone's right. Going off. Right. Like every night. And it was like 30 shows in a row. It was crazy. Right. We were talking to Rune about this when he was in here, but it was crazy how much effort we put into that and how, like, it was X Games finals every night.
Right.
And that was Rick's only time to ride.
Right. And he's the announcer, so, like, I know what it's like to be the announcer.
So, yeah, so he wants to go off.
If you can, you got to put it down.
And then, you know, we see him fall. Like, oh, no. And you know, we got to keep the show going. He gets, I don't remember if he got moved. I don't think so. But then word comes back as we're we went into our, so after the jam, we do intermission, and then our finale is like a half hour of just crazy routines and stuff, like, but it's all choreographed.
Yeah.
And we also have the, we have the big ramp. That's how the second half of the show starts, was the mega thing we did.
Okay.
And then as at the intermission, we get the word that, oh, Rick's, he got KO'd.
So he's come
back. He's like, no, he thinks we're in Seattle right now.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, so he's not coming back.
Yeah. And then you had to pass the mic to everybody, and most of you are really bad announcers.
Yep.
You're not.
That's the sum of it.
But yeah, like the other names that you've mentioned, they are. And I'm not, it's different.
But also, like, not everyone can do the mega. Not everyone can do, so the mic is up there, and it's like, oh no, dude, I'm going here.
Right. Dude, I got knocked out at Winter X Games, and I'm in a chair going up to the top, and I get a phone call from Brianna saying, hey, they want you to be on set again. And at one point before I went snowboarding, they're like, we're done with you for the weekend.
Oh, they release you.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, and I was kind of bummed out because I was like, wait, I'm done? Like, it's only halfway through the day. They're like, hey, man, like, something happened and we don't need you. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll go snowboarding with my son. So we get in the chair. I think I did one ride and we're back in the chair. And I'm loving this because I'm hanging out with my son and he thinks it's cool that I've got him passes and we're at X Games and stuff. And then I get a phone call and Brianna goes, hey, they want you back on stage. And I was like, oh, I'm going up the chair right now. And she's like, no problem, take your time. But when you get down, show up to the stage because they're going to use you. And I was like, okay, cool. And my son and I had just both jumped the box. And I was like, let's do it together and your friend can film it. So we have both of us doing doubles on it.
Yeah.
So we do that. And then we head down the hill, and I did a couple of other things. Like I was jumping some hips, doing little fronts of airs and little method airs, some tail grabs. A couple of times I was like, whoa, wind the windows up, and I landed. I was like, Jason, take it easy. At the bottom of the skate park section, there's a jump, a spine, and on the spine there's this big metal pole that goes across it, like this diameter. So you kind of bonk the metal pole and jump over the spine.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I was just hitting it every time, like, bink, like, no problem. And this time I jumped the hip and landed up high and I was coming in pretty fast at it. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I bonked off this, like, I've already hit this thing like five times, I think. And I bonk, and it kind of kicked it out a little bit in front of me. And I was like, oh, wind the windows up. And I'm like, but whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I just like the front today that didn't work, whatever. And then all of a sudden, Dingo gave me a pink balaclava, like a fluorescent bright pink one. All of a sudden, I see pink and like, boom! And I think for a second that someone kicked me in the face because it's back to fighting. Because I'm just like, boom! And I'm like, fight! And I'm like, wait, where am I? And I'm like, oh, man. And then I see my goggles smashed in front of me on the snow and I'm like, dude, no way, because I hit my head like 2 days before it, and then I noticed I had like a...
So what happened, you caught an edge on the landing? Or you were just off kilter on the landing?
I don't know. You don't even know. I thought I was leaning back, but apparently I face planted. Because all that's like...
Weird.
And I thought I hit here, but obviously by the next day I hit the top of my head. So I think maybe I catched my tail on the spine on the way down, and it dove me head first while I was trying to lean forward at the same time.
Wow.
But I stand up and pick my goggles up, and because you're in a snowboard, I'm already going down the hill as soon as I stand up.
Oh, yeah.
And my son comes by and he's like, Dad, are you okay? And I'm like, I'm not going to say I'm not. And I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. He's like, seriously, Dad? And I was like, I might have got a concussion, but you know me, dude, I'm all right. And he's like, okay, you sure? And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm fine. And then we snowboard down the hill, and I'm, like, shaking my head, and then I feel the pins and needles in my brain, and I'm like, dude, you know, because it's when I've hit my head, I'm like,
yes.
You know why your pins, because your brain is hurt?
Yes.
And I was like, that's
unfortunately,
bad.
I know.
Right, you're damn right you do. So I go down the hill, and he's like, you sure you're okay? And I'm like, yeah, dude, like, I got to go do TV stuff. Enjoy the rest of your snowboarding day. Like, don't worry about me, I'm okay. He's like, okay. He's a little bit worried, but he goes off snowboarding. I walk over, like, and I put my snowboard on something, and I'm, like, shaking my head. I'm like, Jesus. And then the more I walk towards this podium, I'm like...
Closing in.
I'm like, dude.
Yep.
I am, like, pretty hurt right now. And then I'm, like, starting to catch that my neck is... Something's wrong with it. And then I get up to the stage and I'm like, I don't know if I've got a balaclava on anymore. I don't know what's happening. I just remember going, you're tough. You know what I mean? Like, you can put on a show at any time, no matter what mindset, you can do.
Are you supposed to do an interview?
I don't know yet. I get up there and they go, oh, you're on right now. No time for our headsets, because usually they put an earpiece in so I can hear everything. And I'm like, I don't say anything, and I've got a balaclava on. They can't see my face. They don't know I'm dazed. And they just give me a microphone.
Are you with someone else?
Salema.
Oh, okay.
But then there's a snowboarder who I don't know if he's a snowboarder or a skier. I don't know who he is. He knows me. He's like, Jace, how are you? And I'm like, hey, man. And then I'm like, I can't hear anything. And then I look in the teleprompter and I'm like, I got a balaclava on. I'm like, is everyone okay with my face being completely covered? And then I go, okay, Jason, concentrate on something.
You mean you just have the eyes? And
just the eyes and a little mouth. And if you look, no, if you look closely, it's covered in ice because I headbutted the snow. And there was snow trickling down.
Someone should have said, take it off.
Nobody said anything, dude. Nobody said anything. She didn't know. She goes, after the interview, I go over to her and I go, hey, I just got knocked down. And I don't know where I am. But I remember going, they're like, okay. And, you know, and it's like, and I can't hear the 10, 9, 8 or anything. I just see the guy going, and I'm like, okay. And I remember thinking, man, I'm pretty relaxed right now. Because I was still concussed, and I go, just follow Salema's mouth.
You still had a mask on. That's the one thing
that I remember saying to myself. I'm like, just follow Salema's mouth. So if you watch it, I don't know if we can get it, but I'm leaning over into his mouth because I'm trying to see what his mouth is saying because I can't hear him. I don't know what's happening, dude. I don't know who I am. And I see his mouth say some stuff, and I'm like, he's done saying stuff. And I look over to the snowboard guy. And the snowboard guy starts talking, and I'm looking at his mouth, and then I remember going,
I need this video.
I remember thinking, oh no, I'm next. And I was like, what are you going to say?
Are you going to watch your own mouth? What's coming out of my mouth?
I was like, man, I've got to join in here, or they're going to be like, why is the balaclava guy not saying anything?
Sounds like you could use the powder after your new slam.
You don't know yet, but I just landed on my head seriously 5 minutes ago.
Again, we got to get extra medical out here.
I need powder and a helmet.
Red and I are going to get Jason Ellis a helmet and get him into the powder. Red, thank you for stopping.
Help me.
I'm not even laughing about the concussion. I'm laughing about the aftermath with the mask.
No, to be on TV with that. And then I remember when I was.
You could have been anyone.
Yeah, I know. Be you. I know. They didn't stop me. I didn't even have my pass on. I could have been some other guy. But then I said three things. I think I said two things. Like, I think I was like, yeah, man, that's pretty cool. Like, and then, like, obstacles, tell me which. Like, I said shit. I don't know what I said.
Oh, man, we got to find that. That's
but I remember,
amazing.
Like, I did the look at the face, and then I was like, say words. And then I was like, I feel like that was enough words. Over to you, Salema. And then I see Salema's mouth working again. I'm like, okay.
Do you know you were jacked?
No, nobody did.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. I didn't get it. Dude, I went up to tell everybody, hey, I just got knocked out. And a guy gives me a microphone and goes, and you're live. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, right there. I do not know who I am, dude, at all. I don't know where I am. The only thing I remember is when I looked at the teleprompter.
The mask is insane.
I was like, wait, I've got a balaclava on. Why isn't somebody telling me that? Yeah, and I remember the snow pouring down into my eyes from the balaclava releasing some of the ice from the headbutt into my eyes.
Oh my god! Thank you for that story.
Yeah, so that
I'm
was
sorry. I worry that you hit your head, and I'm going to say it. I said it at the beginning of the show. I'll say it at the end of the show. Wear a helmet when you ride a snowboard. But
I'm agree 100%.
That was a funny story.
I learned my lesson. Yeah. The hard
and life. And if you're going to be on camera, maybe take off the mask.
I would have if I had have been conscious. In my defense, I can still feel it too.
I bet it
really hurts. I'm really sore. I wanted to skate today, and I was like, you know me, I'm pretty dumb when it comes to that. I'm like, well, you're only down here so often.
No,
and I remember waking up this morning. I was like, yeah, absolutely not. Like, not even maybe. Like, no pads are going in the car for a maybe. Oh, I didn't know Sergi was going to be here. No. Absolutely not. I am not skateboarding.
Yeah.
No problem. I don't feel bad. I don't regret it. I'm like, dude, you are not ready. Like, I feel like right now, if I knee slide hard, that's going to hurt.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to tell you. It was in Sydney. I didn't get hurt on that thing we just showed. I got hurt going over the spine. It's not in a small spine. It's like 5 feet, maybe.
Concrete.
But concrete, yeah.
Rough.
Yes. And I went over, you know, whatever. I felt I went too far, like didn't land transition. Kind of knee slid, and then something like popped in my neck that I'm all too familiar with.
Yeah.
That it's just going to be like, oh, it's going to be such a problem. So the whole trip, I'm having to like release this pressure on my neck.
Dude, that's what I'm doing right now.
And we went surfing in Melbourne. Oh, we went to that urban
you
surf.
Hold your head up when you paddle. Dude, you were telling me that's the worst thing to do.
So painful.
Oh,
just and like oh really? Oh, my neck.
How long did you surf for in that fashion?
Almost an hour.
Oh, you idiot! That just hurt.
In some way, but that and that wave.
Hurt. I just seriously, wave, I'm not joking. No, I just pulled
so
something.
Here's the thing: that wave comes every couple minutes with like 9 or 10 waves in a set. So you catch one and you paddle back out and then the next set's right there.
Oh, no.
And there were a couple times where I just let him go and the guys that are working, they're like, you all right? You all right? I'm like, yeah, dude, I need a break.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, my neck hurts. Also, yeah. Like, I'm not, this isn't surfing.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't paddle out just to get right back in a set.
Yeah, yeah, you know man, what I mean? I'm not 25, I mean, it's
amazing.
You turn.
No, it's amazing. It's really fun and you get plenty of waves. But at some point I was like, dude, I can't. But the reason I brought that up is because We were skating vert. We skated vert with Renton in Melbourne.
Yeah, Rentals.
I couldn't go faking because I couldn't see. Yeah,
dude.
So at one point I went and I was like, oh, I can't. I'm flying blind.
Well, you just made me realize I can't go. There's no way.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, looking fakie out of this corner of your eye is not cool.
No, I mean I could, you know, I could go fakie and just do whatever fakie disaster, or maybe a little fakie ollie. But when I went up to do a trick, I was like, oh, I can't. See takeoff. I hope that this works.
Yeah, no,
it's rough. So it also reiterated why I'm going to get stem cells.
Good, because they will work. You will feel better.
All right, I'll take your word for
That's
it.
That's just no. Like I'm not gonna be like you're not gonna be like I'm in a hair metal band next week. Like, but will you feel way better? Will it work better? Absolutely.
See, I'm in a hair. You mean because I'm gonna be
head like banging? All of a sudden you'll be. I can't do the impression right now because my neck is so
that
jacked.
Is not happening in my life.
I'm just saying banging. There's levels. And I don't think that you're going to be like doing Cliff Burton impressions anytime soon, but will your neck feel better than it does now? Hell yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Well, by the time we record again, I'll have done it.
Shout out to BioAccelerator.
Yes. Thank you.
Let me come see you again because obviously I'm going to need it. God, yes. Idiot. I need one right in the forehead this time. Do they do that? In my brain? Just give me a brain stem cell.
I don't know if that's... Well, we'll see.
I want my head off and then another head put on. Like one
That'd
level
be a different brain and a whole different library of experiences.
Oh, I don't want to take those. I got some pretty good experiences.
Yeah.
Well, just juice it up a little bit.
Wear a helmet.
I'm fully wearing a helmet.
All right.
Salema, thanks for having that my helmet in your hotel
room.
Don't
blame him.
He knows I'm joking.
I heard you talking about before and it sounded like there was some blame.
Not at all.
All right.
Because I could have gone to the renter helmet.
Yes.
But
or
Jason Ellis doesn't wear
I know this is crazy.
Helmet. Yeah, go on, do it. Do it, asshole.
Go buy one.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm glad you're here.
Thanks. Well, I can describe assholes.
Like, yeah. Don't insult the audience.
I mean,
don't berate the audience.
Well, I can describe you beautiful people.
Yes. And you are beautiful without any...
You're not as hot as me, but don't give up.
Without any enhancements or cosmetic.